The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Across America's northern states and extending into Canada, American and Canadian militaries are on high alert this morning. After shooting down three unidentified flying objects just since Friday, the most recent on Sunday over Lake Huron.
I need some answers, and the American people need answers.
Huron capped a dramatic weekend. U.S. fighter jets targeted and shot down objects over Alaskan waters on Friday, then the Canadian Yukon on Saturday.
I made the decision to shoot down the object that was a threat to civil aviation and a potential threat to Canadians.
It's not clear who might be sending the objects, whether they're designed for intelligence gathering or something else. But the Department of Defense says the latest object flew in proximity to sensitive DOD sites. Aviation authorities worry they could pose a serious risk to commercial aviation, including passenger planes. On Sunday, the FAA temporarily issued airspace restrictions over parts of Lake Michigan to support defense activities.
What's gone on the last 2 weeks or so, 10 days, has been nothing short of craziness.
The weekend shootdowns come after a fighter jet took out that suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina 9 days ago, after it spent days flying across the U.S. Now the U.S. military is looking at a wider range of radar data as it monitors North American airspace. Two U.S. defense officials tell NBC News objects that once might have been filtered out are now getting intense scrutiny.
Right. So it's Rihanna. I figured it out. It's Rihanna. It's her floating flying stages. That's what it is. And I mean, you know, think about how brave she was to get up on that, floating stage. I mean, that close to the sun, that close to the, the missiles, that close to NORAD's view now, because the radar has been, the gain on the radar has been modified, you understand. And so now they could see, you know, Rihanna's stage. And for her to get up there pregnant like that, yes, she was Perger's. Boy, she didn't. She just had one. Now she's having another one. But for her to get up there like super pregnant like that and say, bitch, better have my money. I mean, the nerve of that just alone. And then on top of a floating stage, knowing that NORAD is watching. Seriously. I mean, who thinks NORAD was not watching the Super Bowl? Nobody. Everybody knows that NORAD was watching. And then they could see her stage, and it was an unidentified floating object. And so, she took her life and her baby's life in her hands there by doing that. Oh, I make fun because, when Jessica and I were texting each other, during the Super Bowl, she's not interested in the game. She's in California. She couldn't care less about either. She hates the Eagles. She's a Giants fan. My whole family was like, are you freaking kidding me? You're rooting for the Eagles? Oh, I'm just doing it out of respect for, Brett's girlfriend. Otherwise, I have no connection to either team. So why not just root for, Tony's team? Why not? Because we don't know her, and we're Giants fans, and F the Eagles, basically was the mood from my family. So, I got pilloried at the get-go. And Jessica just said, I'm not watching. Back to not watching the game is what I'll do. And she said, listen, I don't have cable. I don't want cable. I don't care about it. I'm not going to a bar. I don't want to watch it. But I will watch the halftime show. I can watch it for free 10 minutes after on YouTube. So I waited for the 10 minutes to go by. I barely got to watch anything. I was very busy hosting. Very, very busy. I had 9,847 dishes, that I had to create, that I had to serve, and that I had to clean up. Yeah, just me. That's a whole other podcast. However, she texts me, I just saw Rihanna. And it was the soundtrack of my life. And oh my God, she is a queen. And blah, blah, blah. It should have been an hour longer. And I wrote back, eh. So now my whole family is really, seriously pissed at me. I mean, really, honestly. But I could see she was pregnant from the minute she got on stage. I don't know why people didn't pick up on it. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know what that was, honestly. But, you know, it was a little, you know, weird to watch a pregnant woman sing Bitch Better Have My Money. I'm just saying. I'm just saying for me. And then I saw the flying stage and I thought, oh, okay, so she's going to get props because NORAD obviously wants to shoot that out of the sky. There's no question that's what it is. There's no question. These are future Super Bowl stages that are floating around over the Yukon. No, I don't know what they are. And if I had a nickel for every time anybody over this weekend asked me to tell them what this stuff is, why would I know? Well, I couldn't figure out if like I'm supposed to know because I know everything in their best estimation, or if it was because I was ex Air Force. I don't know. I don't know why I'm supposed to know, because I watched the UFO hearings that we had in this here country on the C-SPAN last year, because I actually watched those hearings. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I'm supposed to know. But if you had to, you know, if I had to make an educated guess, I'm going to say it's stages. I don't know what it is. All I could tell you is Mahomes played injured and Rihanna sang pregnant on stages that NORAD was aiming at. I mean, you know, this is what happens when you pay people, you know, a bit more than minimum wage, I guess. Then you could see that, you know, you have American workers willing to sacrifice. You know. But I don't know what it is. I honestly don't know. I can tell you that there were hearings last year. There have been reports about all this, you know, stuff in the sky, right? And there's lots of junk in the sky. There's space garbage up there, okay? There is. There's a lot of debris. There's, you know, all kinds of birds. There's trash. There's balloons. And last year we had hearings, and I think, well, I can tell you exactly what it was. It was like 366 incidents that were observed or submitted since the last report on unexplained phenomena was released in 2021, okay? Of those, 163 were balloons. This is why people ask me, I guess. They know I'm going to do this work, right?
Yeah, you say, why do they ask me? And then you give them all the details.
Well, I don't have all the details. I don't. I only have these details, and these are not all the details. These are just some of the details. Okay, so of those, 366 incidents of, unexplained things in the sky, 163 of those turned out to be balloons. 26 of those were found to be drones, which was also another thing I kept telling people. It might be drones. 6 more were determined to be airborne clutter. Airborne clutter. Like, it's not bad enough that we have hoarders down here, okay? But now they're up there in the airspace, cluttering. I mean, hoarding, parts and but it's trash. It's literally trash. And then 171 incidents that demonstrated unusual flight characteristics have not been explained. So there you have it. Okay, there you have it. I honestly do not know what's going on. I will say that a lot of this balloon crap is probably a lot of Chinese, surveillance. And we know it happened at least 5 times, right? We know that was the case. And Donald Trump totally missed it. Sorry, he did. And the Biden administration didn't. Sorry, true. True that. And now I don't know, what any other thing is that they shot down over this weekend. They did shoot down 4 different things over this weekend. Now, they're telling me that the ones that they shot down over Alaska and Canada and Lake Huron. It's coming from Uranus. No, Lake Huron. They had payloads. They did.